God bless you and welcome to Yesterday Ended, Healing the Traumas of Life. I'm your host, Dennis Dobbin. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm currently trying to plan a short vacation day, or day and a half, putting the work schedule and the rest of laborious life behind, even if it is for a short time, and taking a moment to regenerate is healing. You leave the world behind and go breathe. It's always nice to get away from it all. Unfortunately, at times, even though we may vacate one place, the work and the labor of life follows us in our thoughts. Instead of getting away from it all, we bring it with us. At times, the challenges of our life can keep us tethered to one place that lacks the atmosphere for us to regenerate. Are you having trouble getting beyond the doors that may have trapped you? Are you having trouble finding freedom from mental pain in life? Are you having trouble breathing due to the pressures of life? In today's episode, I want to look at unlocking the doors that trap us. If you need freedom, give a listen. There have been a few times in my life when I have walked out of my house and pulled the locked door shut, only to realize my keys were inside. I'm locked out. Now what do? I have since then learned to hide a key somewhere on my premises so that doesn't happen anymore. But let's reverse this moment. I am inside my house, and I'm locked in. Not because of the locks on the doors, but the locks upon my heart. Fortunately, I am not agoraphobic, having a fear of leaving one's house. But I have had my share of fears in life that in the past have trapped me. Fears that have locked my heart and vision of the future as very limited and fruitless. But as I have turned to Christ, I have learned that He is the door to freedom. Sitting inside this little room that has little room for growth. Sitting inside darkness, darkness that blinds my eyes. But I must get up and stand on the truth and walk forth. I must get up and speak up of the truth. I am free. The truth is, Christ has made me free to walk in the light. The truth is, Christ is the door that leads to freedom. Christ is here to take our hand and lead us out. Christ is here to heal our hearts, and set us free. Many of us have faced challenges in our lives that have imprisoned us in ways that no mental bars or walls can do. One can be free to roam the world, yet their world in their heart is anything but free. The traumas of life can cause us to doubt, or worse, deny that Christ has set us free. Yet the Word of God is very clear of what Christ has done for us. His gift of life to us was given freely. His accomplishments upon the cross has ended the power of sin and death upon us. The Scriptures are full of the promises and blessings that we have gained through Christ. We are identified with Him in His crucifixion, death, and burial, and then again in His quickening, being raised up and then seated at the right hand of God. We have been made royalty by Jesus. We are no more sinners. We are now saints. By the blood of Jesus, our sins are washed away, and by His stripes, by the torture He endured for us, we are physically and mentally healed. The challenge we face is, do we believe it? The challenge we have is to continue in this truth. To receive the benefit, we must continue, as it says this in John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on Him, "If ye continue in My word, then are ye My disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The truth that Jesus is shall make you free. There is a requirement, though, on our part. If you continue in His word, then are you His disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. you need to continue, or literally abide in, or live in His Word so that you can experientially know the truth and be set free. Your home is now the Word of Jesus. That's where you eat, sleep, and hang out. Freedom will come if you continue in His Word. As always, there is a price for freedom. Christ paid the price for our ransom from sin. His salvation is a gift that was freely given to us, but we must walk and live in His truth to manifest what He accomplished for us. What He accomplished was our reconciliation to the Father and our deliverance from sin and its consequences. He saved us from death and the grave. He saved us from separation from the Father. He saved us from desolation. A couple of verses later in John, it emphasizes this work. John chapter 8, verse 36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. If the Son therefore shall make, the Son shall make you free. This phrase, make you free, it's not simply a doing of something. It is literally our deliverance from all bondage. You are unrestrained. You are free to move forward in life. Jesus is the door to freedom and has destroyed the doors that have trapped us. You have been released from prison by the truth. There is a prophecy concerning the Messiah that Jesus fulfilled. The original prophecy was given in Isaiah chapter 61. Jesus quotes that prophecy in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. This verse first tells us that Jesus was sent to tell the good news to the poor. The good news is, it is finished. The good news is that Jesus is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. The good news is that Jesus paid the price for our reconciliation and redemption. We've been reconciled, united back into the presence of God, and we've been redeemed, set free from sin and death. Good news? That's an understatement. That's great news. We are no longer separated from God. The law showed Israel their need of a Savior. The law showed that nothing could be done by sinful man to permanently come back into the presence and grace of God. A sacrifice must be given. A perfect sacrifice must be given to erase sin. Jesus was that perfect sacrifice. And He was sent by God the Father and anointed to tell the world of this good news. But He wasn't just talking to people about being set free. He was sent to give true freedom. And the second part of this verse tells us that He was also sent to heal the brokenhearted. There is power to deliver in the blood of Jesus. Jesus can heal those that are bruised or crushed. If you have a traumatic experience, take some time to get quiet and ask Jesus to come into the memory of that moment. Ask Jesus where He was in that moment of trauma and ask Him to reveal His intent, His true intent for your life. Ask Him to bring healing power into that moment of trauma. This is experientially knowing the truth and being made free. That moment of trauma did happen in our lives, but the power of it to keep us locked up inside can be destroyed. Jesus can set us free from the pain of our past. He can heal our hearts. The next part of the verse tells us that He was sent to preach deliverance to the captives. I am reading from the King James Version of the Bible. The word deliverance in other verses is translated forgiveness or remission. Jesus was sent to tell the captives they were forgiven. To have the weight of condemnation of sin taken from us is true freedom from captivity. The captives had a debt to pay they could not pay. Jesus paid that debt. He came to let the world know that forgiveness was available. We are no longer held captive by our former sinful life. Jesus paid the price for full forgiveness and deliverance from all things that captivate. The next part of the verse in Luke tells us that he was sent for the recovering of sight to the blind. There was physical blindness that Jesus healed more than once. There is also mental and spiritual blindness that can be caused by deception. We're tricked into a lie. We can become convinced that what we see in the Word is not true. Unfortunately, there are many who deny the healing power of God and His Son and the Holy Spirit. All throughout the Gospels, though, it clearly states that Jesus taught and healed and cast out demons. These are the reoccurring things that happen over and over again. He wasn't just a preacher. He is the great physician that heals body and soul and spirit. Our soul is made up of our mind, our emotions, and our will. Our challenge is to make up our mind not to allow our emotions to destroy our will to receive His goodness and love and healing power. Shame and condemnation can endeavor to tell us we are not worthy of His love and forgiveness. We must remember the many verses that tell us that He gave His life for us because He loves us. He was willing to give His all for us. Take a moment and bask in His love. Do not let your past or your present or the fear of a dismal future stop you from receiving His great love. You are more than a conqueror through Him that loved you. The last part of this verse tells us that He was sent to set at liberty them that are bruised. Here again, this word liberty is the word for forgiveness and deliverance. Here it talks about those that are bruised, those that are oppressed or crushed. You have been set free. Repeat it with me. I have been set free. Say it again. I have been set free. Jesus has set you free from all oppression, mentally, physically, and spiritually. These are the truths we must continue in. Here in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, we have seen several promises of freedom and healing. The choice is ours whether or not we will continue in this truth, or will we continue believing the lies of our past? Or will we seek out our Lord and Savior, the great physician, and allow Him to fulfill His healing ministry in our lives? Jesus sits now at the right hand of God, making intercession for you. But also remember that He is within you. Open your heart to His love and power, and receive His healing touch. Sitting inside this little room that has little room for growth, sitting inside in darkness, darkness that blinds my eyes. But I must get up and stand on the truth and walk forth. I must get up and speak up of the truth I am free. The truth is Christ has made me free to walk in the light. The truth is Christ is the door that leads to freedom. Christ is here to take our hand and lead us out. Christ is here to heal our hearts and set us free. It's time to stop being trapped. It's time to turn to Jesus and receive all He's so freely and willingly obtained for us. I've only touched on a very small amount of promises that Jesus made available to us. There are many things He said in the Gospels that we can claim for our own victory. And there is so much more that we find in Romans and beyond. The Bible is not history or literature. It is the living Word of God. It is the power of salvation to those who believe. Do you believe?